Alberto on the stack.
Please, go ahead.
That was one of the concerns that I had, and I mentioned it early along in the process, that, you know, and I agree with our Paul, if it's not going to materialize for the national office, then I was suggesting that maybe the national office can prepare their bare bones budget without the projected incomes from the different signal areas, so that we can start contemplating the fact that there's a possibility that the 19.5% projections of projected incomes might not materialize. So I don't know. I still think that's a viable alternative. Not you know, to figure out exactly what would be the bare bones operation for the national office, and I'll work backwards also from that particular point. Not that I'm encouraging BAI not to be in a position to pay their 19.5% central services starting from day one of the fiscal year, but or Washington or Berkeley. But you know, that's a consideration in my mind, just so that, I mean, I feel, let me wrap up, Lavarne. I remember, our Paul remembers, and I'm sure you remember also, Summer, when we adopted the fiscal year budget for 08, and it came in with, and what we ended up doing an hour before the national PNB meeting, technically, was that we adopted the budget for the national office with $450,000 in the red. And we're still suffering from that 3 years later. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead, LaVar.
Exactly, Alberto. That's the part. But I wanted to say that, we have a beginning budget. That's what I've directed our budget person here to do, is just to do, you know, we can do a budget based on, like you said, of what our expenses are, and we know what those are, and then we'll see how the revenue comes in. And as it comes in, if there is, you know, it's not there, then we have to, what we have to do to make sure that the stations have in their budget, in their cash flow, the payback on the central services for what they did not contribute this year. I mean, that is that we have, because we have still sitting here in the national office, we have insurance payments that are due. But, you know, definitely on the bill backs, the benefits are actually billed directly back. Now, let me just add one thing. I thought that we were also billing back on the national board expenses, but we haven't. We've included that in central services. But bill those expenses directly back to the station, because we have a credit card, and that credit card has a large balance on it. And the only way to pay that down is to bill that directly back to the station. Now, I realize we'll have to make an adjustment on central services based on revenue, but we can't. I have to pay down that credit card, and that's the way I'm going to have to do it, is to bill it. Bill those costs back for national board meetings directly to the station. And I saw that you send one person to the board meeting. So, you know, we're going to have to work within the bylaws, but if financial considerations, we're going to have to make sure that we consider those too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Berthold?
Go ahead, Berthold.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm not part of this committee, but I'm just suggesting this. Suggestion would be if the national board and local board members could raise enough money to at least pay their own expenses, that would put a big dent in our problems.
I hear you on that. I could have a whole long diatribe on where I think the board raising money versus governance and the amount of time that we spend, frankly, doing the work of people who are paid here. That is a whole kettle of worms, but frankly, many of us are in 40 hours a week, uncompensated, often picking up the pieces of things that are done badly. That should be handled by other people. So I do feel that if the board to ever be freed up sufficiently to be able to raise money separately of any significance, there would have to be a much better working cohesion between the paid and unpaid members of the foundation. So I hear you, though. These are issues that have to resolve. The elections have to be resolved because when they're badly run, they cost us a lot of money. So, I mean, and those are booked as board expenses, even though the board really has absolutely no control over what happens with them. So we get blamed for how much they cost, but we have absolutely no control over anything that occurs with the elections. So.
Summer, can I?
Yes,
I want to start.
As
you know, we're basically a governance board, and there are boards out there that whose main function is to raise money. That's not what we are. We should, of course, try to raise money, but I don't think it's realistic to expect that we'll raise a significant percentage of something like board expenses. It's just.
Thank
just
you.
Not something we're capable of doing. Most of us don't have the time. Most of us work full time and do this other stuff. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with that. I mean, personally, I've probably given up like $30,000 worth of accounting work this year serving on this board. It cost me plenty. I don't get compensated for anything, and neither does anybody else. We give and we give and we give, and then we're begrudged a cup of coffee when we go to the radio station. So it's frankly a very one-sided experience being on the board. So I appreciate what you're saying, but if any of our directives were listened to from governance to, you know, staff and management, it didn't take like so much effort to make anything happen. Even the fact that we're still dealing with budgets, frankly, in November is a testament to how well it does not work, because there's no reason we should still be approving budgets now. They should have been done on time and approved back in September, and then the board might be freed up to do things like raise money. So that's my part on that. I mean, the failure to get things done in a timely fashion and appropriately and accurately causes unpaid board members to have to expend tremendous amounts of energy to make these things happen, and it's really not fair to those board members. But anyway, that is probably off topic for what we're discussing here. Are there other people who'd like to get in the stack or the queue to ask questions or make comments about the New York budget or
KPFK.
Okay, Alberto. So let me ask this, just as a practical matter, regardless of the ongoing central service issue. When will a functional budget template that we could review for New York be available for the National Finance Committee? Either Art Paul or Bertolt, does someone have an idea of when that would be available so that we can move forward? And then maybe we could have, you know, some sort of rider motion that says that, like, any additional monies raised will not be expended in any other fashion except to be put into an account to pay central services. And I'd be more comfortable with passing the budget if there was something, you know, specific on the record that said the anticipated increased revenues will go to offset the unpaid central services, and that way there's at least something saying directing that to occur. But when do you think there would be something available for us to review so that there's some hope of moving this budget forward?
We have a board meeting on Wednesday, right? I mean, it's
next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is just for the budget, right?
For the budget.
But I think that's going to come up with that. So, I mean, it's ready for anyone to see it. I mean, there's a PowerPoint projection that explains why we're doing what we're doing, you know, that details the expenses and the expectations and details the revenue and expectations.
Okay, so is it conceivable that after your Wednesday meeting that you could email to the NFC the budget and the PowerPoint that has the additional explanations and assumptions?
Sure.
And then
if that does not offend the local station board, that's fine with me.
Well, I anticipate that the local station board, well, will either pass the budget or will reject the budget at the Wednesday meeting.
Of course.
So,
Question.
Yes.
This is the meeting is scheduled for the 10th?
That's right.
Wednesday the 10th. Okay. And we're meeting on the
16th.
Yeah, so technically, if the budget gets adopted by the board. We could review it also on the 16th along with Washington.
Yes, and that would be, to me, ideal, because if we were able to accomplish that and hopefully approve both of those budgets on the 16th, that would mean that we could hopefully approve the KPFK and national office budgets at the meeting of the 30th and be done, right? Now, PRA, oh, yeah, that's part of, yeah, well, so, okay. But, yes, speak.
We did PRA monthly.
Yes, I was just winding back through my mind to make sure on that.
First of all, can you just send out your package again to all of us so it'll be there with us? So, you know.
Who's that, me?
Uh-huh, yeah. Just send everything out again to us now, and then we'll know what we can look at.
I sent it to you because I don't have the email of this group.
I will.
Bertram, you can send it to me, and I can send it to the NFC. I can.
Thank you. And if
in the file section.
And that would be great if you don't anticipate any major changes from where it currently stands. That gives us time to review it and then maybe, you know, send it out one more time right before the meeting, just as I would recommend with Washington as well, you know. But yes.
And the questions we have will be in there. We'll really be able to point to the exact questions that we have on the
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, at least I feel like we're making some progress there. And then I think it might be appropriate for the NFC to pass some sort of a motion as an attachment to the BAI budget regarding future anticipated increased revenues being allocated specifically for payback of central services so that there isn't a question as to what to do with that money if and when it should occur this year. Okay. And that would at least give some comfort to some of us, I think. So, all right. I think then, thank you, Bertolt, for your discussion on both the WPFW and WBAI budgets. I appreciate
your
time this evening.
I have one question, though.
Yes, please.
When you mentioned the KPFK, you said it was just copied and paste.
Yes.
Last year, like, we kind of worked on that and then on the template. I don't know, like, what happened?
Last year, I had to personally be involved with any changes to the budget, and I did them with Efren through the national office. Some of these things I feel have to be discussed in executive session because they involve personnel, but I can just say that the budget that we were presented with made no reference to last year's actuals. It was literally cut and paste from last year's budget, and the numbers were exactly the same, except where, because as you all know, Excel cells don't always copy and paste well. So some of the categories were dramatically off because the numbers had changed, obviously, when they were moved around. So I have my theories on what happened, but I'm a pragmatist. I just want to see us, you know, move forward and get this accomplished. But I do not see it happening without some additional assistance, shall we say, to the business office locally. So I don't know. You know, I was involved with last year's budget as well, and it's just I'm really surprised at what was presented to us this year. So, and I guess that moves us on, actually, to the KPFK budget. So, John Wanger, I'm sorry, Bertolt, did you have anything else that you wanted to say or ask on that?
No, I'm done. I'm going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us again.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, we all do, and we know you're on New York time, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Bertolt.
Can you go try to quiet down, dog? Don't you hear them? Can you, let's see, John Wanger, please. Are you, would you like to discuss the KPFK budget? I've brought up a few things about it, but.
I can get off this now.
Are you there? Okay.
John.
I'll start until John joins us. Maybe he's on mute. We did, as I mentioned before we were on the live stream, that we have a board member locally who is a CPA who has, she's an auditor actually. She has volunteered to help assist with some of the construction of the budget. John Wanger, are you with us yet? Okay, so some of this probably I have to discuss in executive session, so I'm not sure how much I can say on the open call except to say that the KPFK budget that was presented to us just was full of, as I said, gross errors and inaccuracies that don't even reflect last year's actuals in any way. And so some of what we're dealing with is just the whole template issue, you know, correct data entered into correct categories. Beyond that, we did bring up certain issues at our last LSB meeting, which were taken out of context by an LSB member who caused a great deal of consternation to staff. But we had brought up various issues like hires that have been made during the hiring freeze of the last 2 years, as well as what seems like an unusually large management fraction to staff. and the fact that our most recent fund drive came in approximately $350,000 below goal, which is just a huge shortfall, especially at KPFK, where we don't normally have such shortfalls. That's been somewhat justified by management as being that they stopped before the November, you know, the elections, but the fund drive had already gone on for quite a while. So it was far below goal. They're planning to hold a mid-December drive, which I don't think, in my experience, I don't think it is very wise to hold fund drives of any significant length during the holiday season, as people are usually spread rather thin on their finances and spending their money elsewhere. So depending on what you're offering, I suppose if you're offering things that would fall into that category, but I just haven't seen tremendous success in those types of December fund drives. So we'll see how that goes. But there's a huge gap between, I think, the board's perception of where this this budget is at and management, and we are not able to get any participation from the business manager or the interim general manager with the finance committee in addressing any of these issues. And we have had, as I said, this one person from the board who is, you know, a qualified accounting professional and has not been engaged with any of the discussions with management, so hopefully there's no ill feeling there. She has volunteered to help, but I think it may even require some national office staff intervention to actually punch our budget into even a template that is remotely logical. And on the deeper issues of like staffing issues or things that may need to be contemplated because we're having shortfalls in our fund drives, require a deeper discussion with both the national office staff and of course we are in an interim management situation as well, so that has undoubtedly affected the preparation of our budget. But we have not received support from our business management staff in terms of having this come together in any meaningful fashion. So I feel our budget is one of the most desperately in need of additional work in the network, and you know, the finance committee is working on it, but I would like some actual either staff assistance or some better, you know, working relationship between the business management staff and some volunteer accounting help to get this into shape so that we could pass it by the 30th. So that's probably my my presentation on the budget. I don't know if John Langer has joined us yet or no, I don't think so. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you
Summer,
are.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I started talking because I couldn't tell where you were.
Yeah. Well, I always keep forgetting the muting code because these different conference systems have different muting codes.
Yes, of course. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to, like, talk.
No, that's just fine.
So if you want to add to that, I mean, that's my take on where we're at right now. Did you hear most of what I said?
Yeah, I did. I guess I can add a few things. I'll sterilize the Congress, you know, the stuff with regard to names
call.
And stuff.
Right, and, of course.
Yeah, open call. Right. So the fact is that the most recent number we heard was that the drive had earned $710,000. The goal was $1,050,000. So that's a shortfall of $340,000. And when I've been looking at various scenarios and noting that the KPFK has what I call a very high management fraction. That is to say, of the 27 full-time equivalents, 4 1/4 of which were hired during the last hiring freeze in the last 12 months, about 5.5 of them are basically board operators and just, you know, hourly people of low numbers of hours. So if you take the 5.5 from 27, that takes you to 21.5 people, and who are either full-time or half-time employees. And then when you look at the managers, you find that we have 6 managers. So when you subtract the 6 from the 21.5, what is that, 15.5?
Yeah.
See, 6 from 21. 15.5. So you have 15.5 employees and 6 managers, which works out to 2.5 employees per manager, which strikes me as a high fraction. When I used to work in aerospace, it was on the order of 20 to 40 employees per manager. So we have 2.5 at KPFK. And this causes what I would call salary bloat or salary inflation. And it's to me a cause for concern, because when we ran for the board, you know, we all basically said we wanted to have prudent finances and good radio, good sounding radio. So it makes sense to, in my mind, to have employees who contribute to good sounding radio, and we have kind of a lot of managers. And So I'm hoping that our new manager will be able to do a lot of these jobs himself. We have managers that have other jobs, which makes me wonder how much they're actually working. And when people walk around, and, you know, often these managers' doors are closed, you know, at various times during the day, and they just seem to be a high fraction of what I would call absenteeism. So I see managers as a possible place to do some cuts, and we would like to do some cuts because we want to have a news department. We want to be a public affairs radio station with a news department, and so we need to do this sort of thing. So those are some of the concerns, and the situation we have with our interim general manager is just absolute, flat-out insubordination. He flat-out denies that we have the right to look at previous budgets, which we used to have news departments. We have five or six of them. I in desperation, called Efren up at the national office. He explained to me that he would get fired if he gave me that information, and said that I needed to get a letter of authorization. He has those budgets. So we could look at them and to see how the news department used to be structured. But he'd be happy to send them to me if LaVarne would only give him an email of authorization to do that. And I emailed LaVarne, but never heard back. I know LaVarne is very busy, but LaVarne, could you please ask Efren, or not ask him. He needs something in writing for the archives. He needs an email authorizing him to release the past budgets of KPFK to Summer and to me. And he won't do it without authorization in writing. And so that, there we are. We can't get the we don't have past budgets with salaries, and we have an intransigent, insubordinate interim general manager. And we've asked for help from the NFC to ask Arlene to provide help. And she had a meeting, and the general managers decided that, contrary to PNB policy, that the treasurers don't need to see past budgets and don't need to see salary information. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, this is LaVarne. Let me just respond.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
First of all, let's just say that we've talked about, Summer had said that in terms of getting help from a person who is on the board and has been on the national board and is going to help. So we're going to set up a meeting for tomorrow to go over this current budget and work at looking at the template and giving direction on what needs to be in there and moving forward on that. The other thing is as far
question.
Let me just finish. And as far as, John, your conversation with an employee here in the national office, you know, let me just say to the world that I have not threatened to fire anyone about giving you information. And as far as the prior year budgets, I there's not a problem with you know, if Efren has copies here, he brought them from L.A., there's no problem with sending those to you. So let me just say again, I have not said that anyone would be fired if you got the information. And all those anecdotal stories, John, I wish you would not repeat them on a call like this, because then it gets into he said, she said, and that's not a very mature thing to have in any organization, whether it's Pacifica or wherever. So I wish you would not do that. So therefore I have to respond and say that I have not threatened to fire anyone to get in your budget. So if the budget is there, I don't have to send him an email. I can tell him what to do. And I will tell him to do that when he returns from his college. So, and to move forward on this, as I said before, we had talked prior to we came on the call, I don't think you were on the line at the time, that what the plan is that Summer will contact the person who is, and we will get together and look at this template, and I will work with Bob and with the interim general manager and with the business manager in terms of the next steps after we talk with after I talk with Donna and with Summer, and we'll lay out what we need to do next. What Donna will start working on, because this is again. Let me say that, you know, this is not just, you know, one person has to do the budget, or if the person doesn't understand how to do it, that this is a group thing. Like, you know, Bert Holt is working with PSW. Markeisha has offered the help. So, you know, if there's some shortfall, you know, and we need to get it started, we'll do that as a team. We're not going to, like, and that's what we'll do. And any other issues that you may have, like Summer said, we can take those issues in a closed session when we start talking about personnel. But,
sure.
Again, Summer had identified the source to help us, who is a farmer member of the PNB, and we're going to start on that tomorrow morning to lay out what needs to be done in terms of what we have and what steps need to go forward. So, again, you know, I would suggest that, again, we're working this as a team. Like, Bert Toll is working with DFW, which is what we did last year when I was in New York, and working with Bruce and Markeisha, and Efren is doing the budget, and now Simon has taken over doing the budget for KPFA. So, you know, we're working it as a team. We can't just isolate one person and try to, you know, throw them off the lifeboat. But we have to make this work, and I really appreciate Summer and Alberto for driving for me. So, but yeah, let's move forward on this. And Summer, just let me know the time when that person will be available, and I'm ready to go.
Okay. Thank you, LeBron. John, did you have I heard you had a question, LeBron. Was
yeah, it sounded to me like there was. Sometimes I talk fast, and I think LeBron misunderstood me. I never said anything that that suggested that she would fire anybody or anything. I'd simply stated that Efren's statement was that he requested, and that was in my email. He requested a written authorization, and that email is available. Anybody wants to see it.
Okay.
So that's the clarification I like to make there. And I'm glad we're recruiting additional people to work on this problem here, because there's an awful lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
And as you've already documented, Summer, we really do need some help on this in this regard, because we need the information and we need the help. We need a budget that contains actuals and not just a copy of last year's proposals.
Excellent.
So I'm done.
Thank you. Well, John and I will talk, and then I'll talk to you, LeVar, and we'll get Don in, and we'll get this done.
Alberto, respect.
Please, Alberto, go ahead.
No, somebody else was talking. I think it's Arlene.
Arlene, were you there?
It was.
Okay. Did someone else raise their voice that I did not hear? Okay, Alberto, go ahead.
Sure. I think this is a question, but I think the information behind the question is extremely important, and I do not understand it. And this is my deal. And I might be wrong, but every month, the computers spit out the monthly income and expense for that particular month operation. And I think one of the critical pieces of information that is required in any of the budgets that we're working on, especially at KPFK, is the actual income and expenses that were generated and expended during last fiscal year. At KPFT, and again, this is what I do not understand, that at KPFT, every month, Markeisha prints out an income and expense report for public consumption. And that means public consumption, that means it goes to the general manager, your staff, it comes to the local station board. And I want to say, even though I cannot be too sure of it, that it gets posted on the website. What I'm hearing from John, what I'm hearing from Summer, is that this information at KPFK is not available, that you do not have as part of the budgetary process, right? The actuals of last year is part of the template. Am I hearing that you guys cannot, not only do you not get any help, you don't even get the financial reports of how you did from October 1st, 2009 through September 30th, 2010?
Well, we get a cash flow on a monthly basis. But
no, income and expense.
Yes. Well, the problem, though, is the actual budget that was presented, when you look at the numbers, there are actuals listed with it, right? But the actuals aren't reflected in the projected budget. The budget, that's why I said there are issues with just how this budget was put together. It's just last year's budget numbers pasted in as this coming year's budget, and the actuals are sitting there, but they're not what's being reflected in the projected budget. So, and there are issues with actually seeing what's really going on with income and expense, because as I've said before on these calls, I feel that frequently, and I highlighted it last week when we were talking about KPFA's budget, that you may have an expense line item, but it's really vague as to what it represents in actual expenditures, because it's a category, and in that category you could drive a truck through it, and I find that to be a problem, at least at our station, and I'm sure at the other stations as well, when you see a category line item, but you really don't know what's being expended on what within that category. So, John, would you like to elaborate?
But again, I understand what you're saying, but do you have that? Do you have last year's actual money that came, a report that shows the money that came in and the money that went out, regardless of the holes in it?
John, do you want to take that?
No.
You know, this is LaBarne. The business manager produces a package every month, and he has in there, in terms of his fund drive information that he gets from he has the results, the actuals. He produces a package every month, which lays a lot of this information. So the question is, do you get a copy of that package?
You get a copy of that package from the business manager? My real issue with the budget as it's currently put together is that all of it can be fixed, but it requires a big editing process, because the actual template that was presented, because of the cut and pasting, resulted in corrupted numbers in many different categories. So it literally has to be kind of stripped out and actuals put in there. And there does need to be some modification based on reality, in that the fund drives are coming up short, and there has been some salary, whatever you want to call it, that there have been unbudgeted hires, and that there's going to be a disparity between the reality of what the budget, even with the actuals, is compared to what's happening in reality. But we're not even getting that, because what we've got is a budget that has bad numbers in it. So it's not that we don't get numbers on a monthly basis, although, as I said, they really are not that informative frequently. But we do get numbers on a monthly basis. Am I not correct on that, John? Have we missed months where he has not produced this?
No, Summer, let me take the cue, if I might.
Please, yes, I'd like you to go ahead and elaborate as a treasurer.
Right. He does send us the package, which he calls the financials, and those things are okay as far as they go. And they are, however, the categories are so large that the things happen. So, for example, we have the KPFK LSV has a policy that any item that is of expense, which is $5,000 or more, just cannot be made unless it's in the budget or unless they go to the local station board to get authorization for it. So an unbudgeted item of, let's say, $6,000 just cannot be purchased. But it is all the time. The station routinely, spends $14,000 on things without telling the local board about it, without telling the treasurer about it, without putting it into the budget, without modifying the budget, without notifying the local board, anybody. They just do it and act as if that's just the way it ought to be. And so consequently, when we go through and we go over the thing, we say, what is this? This thing jumped up by $14,000. Oh, yeah, well, we bought a new air conditioner for the computer room. And then we say, well, gee whiz, why didn't you tell us about this in advance? Oh, well, we had to do it, blah, blah, blah. That's just the way it is. So that's the way it is. These categories are such. It's all after the fact, nothing in advance, no approvals. There is no oversight of the budget. It's like we oversee the budget like the rest of us watch the weather. None of us causes the weather, we just watch it. And that's the way it is with regard to our expenses. Summer asks for a detailed expenditure because they just spent $1,000 on a new dishwasher. And there were some expenses there that are a little problematical, like some of those labor costs. So anyhow, this was all done without any prior review, and it just shows up.
I am
so disgusted by the lack of cooperation from everybody. The people there just spend the money, and the reports come out, and the money is hidden in these large categories. And, I really wonder, what we're doing here. This is just a sham exercise, and I really think that I am wasting my time, and I wonder about the time of everybody else, with all due respect. So, but anyhow, you can put me down as somewhat discouraged and depressed by this whole thing here. I'd like to see some changes made. I'd like to see us do things proactively, but it won't happen until the board becomes a governing board, and right now it's not acting as one.
Thank you, John. And if I might just pick up on that, what John's highlighting, there are specific things, and again, because I don't want to bring up any personnel issues on an open call, but a particular manager who is involved with the authorization of a lot of purchases at our station, right? We also have a standing policy that things over $5,000 should be triple bid. This is to prevent all sorts of things, just getting a bad bid from a particular contractor and to prevent cronyism. I mean, there's lots of good reasons that you do triple bidding. It keeps things honest and fair and transparent. The whole time I've been on the board, I've asked to see contracts and triple bidding, and without actually like throwing my weight around as a director and like insisting upon seeing things under threat of law, there is no cooperation to ever show us that triple bidding has occurred on any large contemplated purchases. We've had a security system installed on the second floor of our building to keep people from using the computer room. It took weeks and weeks and weeks, still doesn't work. The door stands open. I have no idea what that even cost. It didn't go through any budget approval process. It wasn't presented to the LSB. Was this truly more pressing than some other matter facing our station? This was decided by some component of management with no reference to any other component of the radio station to decide that this was a priority item. And right now, there's has been proposed by a management person to install a solar array canopy in our parking lot for something like $150,000 to rip up the concrete in our parking lot, tear out the trees, and put up a solar array canopy, which sounds very nice and environmental, except, I personally know from researching things like solar water heaters where you can spend months reading all the different pros and cons, and there are contractors out there who are trying to sell you the solar thing that they sell. I don't know if we've had triple bidding or not, and there certainly hasn't been any discussion to see, is this a high priority item? There's nowhere where it's contemplated in the budget. It's been proposed as being covered by grants and this and that and the other. Some of those grants will come through from government stuff, but there's still an outlay and expenditure of money. And these are the kind of things we're talking about where they just appear in our budget. They occur. They have no there's just no weighing in on them. Staff is actually circulating a petition to oppose this because of fears about the fund drive coming in under budget and et cetera. So there are many different issues. Not all of them bear on like just the current approval of the KPFK budget, but are ongoing, having to do with what RPAL has brought up in the past about monitoring expenditures on a quarterly basis. If you have no cooperation from management in knowing what is being expended, then it's impossible to monitor expenditures. And I will always say it's impossible to monitor them by just simply looking at line items on an income and expense sheet, because in those line items can be it's just like when I raised on the KPFA thing last week that I thought $6,000 a month for web support on top of $1,700 a month in internet costs. That's $7,700 a month for one radio station in web related expenses. That's huge. That's expensive. That's a line item I'd want somebody to go over with a fine-tooth comb. And we have those issues here. And some of these things like solar array canopies that come out of the clear blue sky, I mean, we have specific things that we've raised money for in the past from listeners that have not yet occurred that should take priority over any big new expenditure project. So I think that's what some of the frustration is, because we don't have that transparency coming from management to the finance committee. We don't have this kind of oversight that says, yes, we know everything's on the up and up, we've taken triple bidding. This is the best price we're going to get for the comparable value and service. there's no evidence of that occurring. Some of it may occur, but we don't have any reason to believe that it occurs. And on some of the projects I've seen, I'm thinking there's no way that happened, because why would this person be doing it when this is just somebody affiliated with us that, you know, I don't believe triple bidding has occurred. But on really big projects, I want to know that we've done that. Otherwise, that's like just, it's not right. It's not ethical. So anyway, we've gone on for a while on that, but it's some of those are some of the issues we have, is projects that spring out of nowhere in our budget and no true oversight as to what's being expended and what the rationale is for choosing to expend on a particular item over another. You know, if you have studio equipment that squeaks, to most of us that seems like a higher priority because we're in radio than it does to, say, install a security door on the interior of your building that does not get utilized. So, but I think we probably, I don't think we're going to get any further tonight on the KPFK budget. I think we should move forward in terms of the proposal to, you know, interface with LaVarne directly tomorrow and deploy some additional human resources on this project so that we can get it finished in the next couple of weeks. And there may it may necessitate some discussions with potentially, you know, Arlene and Ahmad as well. We need to see where the budget legitimately looks like, you know, it falls, but after it's put together properly. So is there other discussion? Because I think we've probably exhausted everything. I guess I do have one question for LaVarne. Yes, John.
Why don't we send it to the NFC so they can see what we're talking about? I mean, this is really a piece of junk, and they should have a copy so they can look at it and admire it just like we admire it.
Okay, could you go ahead and forward it to the NFC with a little caveat at the top that this is the problematic budget we're looking at, and they can see what we're talking about? That's fine.
Sure.
Are you able to do that?
I just wanted to add that
yes.
I remember when the business manager came to talk with us about their budget.
Yes.
Yes. 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I still remember his approach to us, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you, Alberto.
Well, maybe you guys already have it then, because if you look at it there, for example, there's $495,000. That's almost $500,000 for local station board expenses. Now,
and that's because
that came from management.
Well,
so I ask you, you know, to run that through your feasibility test. Do you really believe that a local station board in LSB would have $500,000 in expenses in a fiscal year?
Yeah. So there are huge issues there, and I do think it's worthy of a discussion in executive session. I don't think this evening, but I do think we need to have a serious discussion with our executive director and our CFO about the where our business managers are at network wide in terms of preparation of these budgets and et cetera. So I don't want to say further on this call, but I do think it's worthy of an appropriate discussion, but probably not this evening. We should schedule that, especially I think so. Is there any other, does anyone have any other, I don't think there's any other business to discuss. Oh, LaVarne, I was going to ask you one thing. obviously, since we're pushing here to the end of not just the fiscal year, but the end of this board's term, if we are able to punch KPFK's budget into shape, and if we are able to approve WPFW and WBAI at the next meeting and then K at the meeting after that, are you able to punch together the national office budget quickly enough based on those figures that we might be able to approve it at the same meeting on the 30th with KPFK if we are successful?
I've already directed. Initial format already, because I've directed the national office staff to do exactly that.
Okay.
So we've already started it. We just have to stop it. So, yeah. But no, I can even, for the next meeting, I can give a, I will tell you that I will have a
preliminary.
A basic template for you for the national office.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
LaVarne, does your template, the template that the national office uses, is it the same template that the rest of the single areas use to create their own budgets?
Yes.
In other words, you also have in your template last year's expenditures, income, expenses, all of that stuff, and we can look at them and contemplate?
Right. All
okay.
of that is, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, very good. Is there any, does any member of the body have any other item of discussion that they want to cover this evening? I don't think that we need to go into executive session this evening, but is there anything else anyone wants to bring up on open session or a topic that they want to bring up in executive session that would necessitate going into that?
Let's go home.
Okay. All right. I'd like to thank everyone for their time this evening, as always, and for the time that you're going to spend getting budgets together between now and next meeting. And everyone have a great evening, and we'll be back with everyone on the
stage. I move to adjourn. Arpal.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no objection and no further business, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.